Hello and a pleasant good evening to you live from OPBGN, the home of Blizzard Gaming Night, for tonight's second broadcast of SCV Football. This second broadcast is brought to you by Hydrowing 1.0. Hydrowing 1.0. He acts like him. He sounds like him. And I'll even demo him for you. Hello. You have potential. Tonight's SCV Football match will be a double elimination format between the four players of Killa Ace, Ramvid, Zorak, and Sniper. Our first match of the night is between Killa Ace and Ramvid. Killa Ace will be in the white, going from left to right across your computer monitor, and it looks like he's going to score before I even get through the introductions. And guess what he did? 7-0 in the favor of Killa Ace. Ramvid, by the way, is in the brown, going from right to left across your computer monitor. Ramvid's got his SCV with the ball along the top of the map. Here comes Killa Ace's defense, and a scrum ensues, and Killa Ace steals it right from Ram. Ram steals it back and scores. 7-7, a tie game off the bat. Action's fast and furious in this game as Killa Ace is coming back the other way. He's got a group of about 8 SCVs right at the top of the map. Looks like he's trying to get to that top corner. And it looks like his blockers did an excellent job clearing the path easily to take a 14-7 lead over his friend in New York. Well, at least we think they're friends. Here comes Ramvid back the other way in the brown with his SCV with the ball, cutting through the middle of the map, now cutting towards the bottom. He's a good 10 eggs away from the goal line, but Killa Ace stops him cold right there, and is now cutting back through the center of the map, right underneath the faceoff circle. Ramvid sends his forces in a direct path to try to get to the SCV with the ball. Shockingly, another SCV coming from the top was able to handle it. And that SCV with the ball is going towards the top. Can he get to the corner? Yes, he can. Tie ball game, 14-14 between Killa Ace and Ramvid. Killa Ace has his SCVs with the ball cutting along the top of the map, right at the top, right at the boundary. The SCV decides to cut around 6 of Ramvid's blockers very deftly, and right around to score. Killa Ace takes the lead 21-14. Here comes Ramvid back along the other way. It looks like he thinks he found a strategy that might work, so he's going to try to do it again. His blockers do an excellent job clearing him a path at the top. However, can his SCV with the ball get to that path? That is a negative. Here comes Killa Ace back the other way with his SCVs. Ramvid's in desperation trying to block. Killa Ace's SCV with the ball was cutting back to the bottom. Now it's cutting back towards the top, trying to get to the top corner. And again, very calmly and collected, Mr. Killa Ace takes the victory 28-14 with that score. All right, our next match is, guess what, a repeat of the first one. Ramvid is again in the brown. He'll be going from left to right across your computer monitor with Killa Ace in the white going from right to left. Ramvid needs to win this game to continue in the tournament, while Killa Ace has the opportunity to eliminate his good friend from the NYC. The two forces meet in the middle and scrum for the ball. And it looks like Ramvid has control momentarily until Killa Ace, with the rest of his SCVs, about 9 of the original 12, had the ball, but ran right into Ramvid's defense. Strange move there. And Ramvid's cutting back the other way with his 3 SCVs, 2 SCVs in the front. His SCV at the ball dances through one path, tries to dance through a second path, but Killa Ace wasn't going to fall for that, and comes back the other way with the ball now in the possession of Killa Ace. Killa Ace has his blockers doing again an excellent job destroying Ramvid's over-anxious and aggressive forces, but Ramvid makes the stop with the one lone SCV, and his lone SCV is cutting back the other way against the entire army of Killa Ace, and one against them all. Not usually going to work. Unless you're Sniper, of course, right? But Killa Ace has the SCV sneaking through a path and scores. 7-0 in the favor of Killa Ace. Here comes Ramvid back the other way. His SCVs are trying to set up a nice positioning for his SCV with the ball. His one SCV with the ball, however, is now caught in the backfield without any help, and Killa Ace has a powerful force cutting back the other way. Killa Ace is looking for the top corner and is going to get that easily. 14-0 in the favor of Killa Ace. Ramvid's going to have to do something desperate, it looks like, at this point. And I do not mean leaving the game. Ha 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 ha. His one SCV with the ball, however, made an excellent move, but he can't get the top corner, and Killa Ace makes another stop, but Ramvid has it, and steals it, and scores! 14-7, Ramvid's right back in this game, or so we think. Or at least I'm trying to make it sound exciting, one or the other. Killa Ace has his SCV with the ball cutting back towards the top of the map. Ramvid steals it from him, and here comes Ramvid the other way, his SCV with the ball behind his four blockers. Can he get to the goal line? No. Killer Ace stops him right there cold at the goal line. And that might have been Ram's best opportunity to get back into this game. Here comes Killer Ace with his forces very well spread out. And Killer Ace scores 21-7 in the favor of our defending champion. Here comes Ramvid back the other way. He's got his SCVs at the top of the map, but they are eliminated quickly by Killer Ace's attacking force, and his SCV with the ball ran in to Killer Ace's main group of forces, and it looks like Killer Ace is going to try to get to the top corner, but Ram did an excellent job halting that corner, but what does Killer do? He just, again, goes deftly around them and scores to win the matchup between Ramvid and Killer Ace for the second time, 28-7. However, Ramvid has nothing to be ashamed of. He played pretty well in the first game, and it just didn't look like it worked out in the second. All right, our next matchup on the evening pits Sniper in the Orange, going from left to right across your computer monitor, taking on our 2-0 Killer Ace. Zorak's just sitting back enjoying this, waiting for his moment to come into the game. But in the meanwhile, I'll talk about this one. The two forces between Mr. Sniper and Mr. Killer Ace meet in the middle, and it looks like Killer Ace is going to come out on top with the ball. Wait a second. Sniper very deftly steals it from Killer Ace at the last second. His SCV is going towards the top and is going to score. 7-0 in the favor of Sniper. Yes, I said Sniper, not Killer Ace. I know, shocking. Killer Ace is cutting back towards the top of the map with his group of SCVs. His SCV at the ball is cutting back through. Easily destroys all of Sniper's defenders to tie the game up quite easily, I might add, 7-7. Here comes Sniper back the other way. It looks like he's going to try to use his padded in one SCV offense. And well, guess what? If that was the padded, I'd go invent something new. And the Killer Ace steals it from him real quickly and comes back and scores to take a 14-7 lead. Here comes... Well, Sniper had the ball for a second, but Killer Ace with a nice aggressive move stole it from him once. Try it again, and Killer Ace steals it from him a second time and scores untouched. That looked like a mental breakdown from Sniper. 21-7 in the favor of Killer Ace. And as always, I feel the love in the room. Sniper decides to go back to his one SCV offense and decides to run back into his own end zone, where he has the ball stolen from him at the goal line, and that game ends just like that. 28-7 in the favor of Killer Ace. Now comes the match we've all been waiting for. Well, at least some of us have. Between Zorak in the yellow going from left to right across your computer monitor versus Killer Ace in the white going from right to left. The two forces meet in the center, and Zorak has the ball momentarily. Does an excellent job getting through most of Killer Ace's forces, but Killer Ace had just enough to steal it back. Here comes Killer Ace at the bottom of the map. Zorak's forces reacted way too late. Mr. Killer Ace gets the bottom corner and takes the lead 7-0. Here comes Zorak back the other way. His SCVs are doing an excellent job killing the one SCV at a time defense from Killer Ace. Zorak does an excellent job with his SCV sneaking to the top, but Killer Ace does a better job defending, taking the ball right from him above the face-off circle, and is now going to get the top corner to take an early 14-0 lead over our Texan engineer. Such sorrow. Here comes the SCV with the ball cutting back. Well, okay, actually making a circle right around the face-off circle. There we go. Well, in this case, it's a face-off square, but who cares? Here comes the SCV with the ball at the bottom of the map. Sneaking through one path, ran right into but two of Killer Ace's SCVs, and here comes Killer Ace back the other way. Killer Ace's one SCV is waiting for some support, and looks like Killer Ace is going for that top corner again. He's going for the bottom corner now. No, he's going to go back to the top. Waiting for his blockers, just bottle up Zorak's forces, and Killer Ace is dominating this game, 21-0. Here comes Zorak back the other way, looking to at least get a score in this game. Tries to sneak through one path, but Killer Ace again was not to be denied. Killer Ace steals the ball and is cutting back the other way. Zorak makes his first steal in a long while, but Killer Ace immediately steals it back. And Zorak, trying to be too aggressive, had the SCVs of Killer Ace handle them easily. Zorak's not going to get the top corner, and Killer Ace manages to pull off the shutout. 28-0. Now, here comes the game we really have all been waiting for. Zorak in the yellow, Sniper in the orange. Who will survive? who will get to play Killa Ace again and probably lose. Sniper gets the ball first, and the two forces scrum in the center, with Sniper coming out victorious and cutting in the middle of the map. His SCV with the ball is looking to try to get the bottom corner, dances around beautifully, and scores. 7-0 in the favor of Sniper. So that means 35 unanswered points against Zorak in this tournament. Here comes Zorak, however, trying to fix that here. And it looks like he had it once. He might have had it twice. His SCV with the ball killed 3 SCVs, but not quite. Wow, what another bad break for Zorak. As Sniper found a way to escape that dire strait. Oh, there we go. An SC relation. Beautiful. Here comes Sniper with the SCV cutting back towards the middle of the map. He's got a lot of blockers in defense. Zorak had 2 SCVs. It looked like it had a shot to get the one lone one with the ball, but Sniper, as he said, almost blew that. But instead, it is a 14-0 lead for our everyone's favorite British guy. Here comes Zorak trying to make amends for the last 42 points. His SCVs are trying to block, and it looks like he had and he will. There we go. Zorak scores to end the 42-point streak and to get himself on the board in this tournament and in this game, but he still trails 14-7. Here comes Sniper back the other way. He's got his SCVs dancing around the middle of the map quite well. His SCV with the ball is trying to get to the top corner, cutting back a little bit, sneaking through one pathway, waiting for the two alone SCVs to get out of the way. And it looks like Sniper's just waiting for the right moment to out-deke Zorak, but that moment was not gonna come. Here comes Zorak back the other way after that nice steal. He's got his entire forces a full head of steam. His SCV with the ball is going towards the bottom, and he is going to score to tie this game up at 14 apiece. Apparently Zorak heard me about the 42 points and has now scored 14 of his own in a row. However, it looks like Sniper is just going to calmly sneak through Zorak's forces to make it 21-14, just going right along through the center of the map. Here comes Zorak back the other way, right down the middle of the map. He's got 6 SCVs. His SCV with the ball is waiting in the back, is now retreating, cutting back down now, is on the aggressive move, looking like he's trying to get the bottom corner, but runs right into the defender of Sniper, and here comes Sniper back the other way. Can Zorak's SCVs react in time to stop him? That is a negative. 28-14, Sniper takes the victory and eliminates Zorak from the tournament, setting up our championship match between Killa Ace and Sniper. Killa Ace is in the white, going from left to right in your championship match, with Sniper in the orange, going from right to left. I know who everyone's rooting for, but Killa Ace looks like he pulled off one of the SD maneuvers and scores right off of the scrum to take an early 7-0 lead. That's not a good sign for Sniper. Here comes Sniper right down the middle of the map, very patiently using his blockers, however. It looks like he's going to try to get to the top corner. But Killa Ace again finds a way to stop him. I believe that's 35 unanswered for Killa Ace in this tournament as well. And here he comes back the other way. His SCV's cutting diagonally towards the bottom of the map. He's going to probably get it. Yes, he will. 14-0 Killa Ace. Rather dominant performance from him, I might add. Come on, do something, Sniper. Jeez. Here comes Sniper back the other way with the SCV with the ball. His one SCV offense. Here we go. Stop cold yet again. And Killa Ace now uses his blockers again very well. He's going to get the top corner. And I don't think that was quite what I was asking for, but it happened anyway. Killa Ace scores 21-0. Wow. Sniper's cutting back along the other way, trying to find a way to score in this championship match at least. His one SCV did a nice job dancing through one path, dancing through two paths, and he will score 21-7. I guess that is a GG that someone actually did score and ended that streak of 49 straight points, I believe, from Killa Ace. But pity is such sweet sorrow, as they say, and this tournament is over. 28-7, Killa Ace completes his domination of this second tournament tonight. It's quite depressing, I might add. But we had some good games along the way. And just remember, as Hydrowing 1.0 once said, and will always say, you all have potential. Have a good night, everyone.